Joseph Pasek of BarnBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and 92 platforms. Just keeps on growing and growing. Welcome to the Buffalo Bills edition of the NFL Blitz with the one, the only, one of the best female reporters, Renee Polka. The Bills in Orchard Park, New York, New Era Field, took on the New York Jets today in Week 14. Looked good for like three quarters or a half, leading the Jets 14-3. Then losing 27-23. Every week when they lose, Renee, I ask you this. What happened? I know what happened. They were disinterested. They want to get a higher pick, correct?
I mean, sometimes I'm on board with that theory. But, you know, obviously I know Bills fans are disappointed, you know, in the loss. I know everybody wants to win, you know, every week, which, I totally see. But today just definitely wasn't the Bills' day. You know, on both sides of the ball, they had mistakes. And I'm going to tell you what, I said this to you last week, and it definitely crept up again on them this week. Special teams was very, very poor today. Just, you know, a lot of little mistakes. They had they let a lot of coverage mistakes in the kickoff and the punt return. And then, you know, they again missed another field goal. I know it was another long one by Hauschka after kind of getting blindsided at the end of the first half. But, again, just too many little mistakes on every side of the ball that ultimately cost them the game. And, obviously, Josh Allen made a few bad mistakes on his part, too. A couple indecisive throws that end up getting picked off. And he did have a costly fumble, too. So, you know, I think the mistakes just kind of crept up on them today.
All right. So you mentioned the hit on Hauschka. Let's talk about that. But also, LeSean McCoy out with, they said it's a hamstring, two rushes, 1 yard. Do you think it's time to shut down LeSean McCoy and sort of get another, not that they're going to release Hauschka, but get another kicker in there? Because let's face it, the season for playoffs is over. They're 4-9. They got a couple games left at home, then New England on the road and all that. But give the youngsters but that hit, like, I don't know, what were we doing, the Leafs and Sabres game there? And if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, aren't you, the whole bench should have erupted and go after that guy.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely a couple things there. So with the LeSean McCoy situation, I mean, you know, it's an unfortunate injury. You know, it's a hamstring injury that, you know, just crept up on him. And I don't think it's time to give up on him just yet. I know Bills have a couple solid running backs in Marcus Murphy and Chris Ivory. So I don't think it's necessarily time to give up on him. I know Brandon Bean has said multiple times that LeSean McCoy is in his plans for next year to go along with Josh Allen and what other weapons they decide to add around him. So I definitely don't think it's time to give up on him. I do think that if this injury is something that, you know, could keep LeSean McCoy out, I definitely would agree with you in terms of like shutting him down for the last 3 weeks of the season, because there's no sense in risking a long-term injury. So it really depends. I would like to personally see what Marcus Murphy can do. I don't really think he's gotten as much of a shot as I thought this year after having a really, really strong preseason. So I'd love to see what his future is in Buffalo. And then, you know, the hit on Hauschka, you know, I understand that it is a blocked punt. It's a chaotic play, but there's no room for that in a league. That's just a blindside hit that just kind of wasn't really necessary. So, yeah, I definitely don't think it was a very fair hit. But, you know, in terms of letting him go, I totally would not do that. He is a very good kicker in this league, and I think that he was – A, could have been possibly banged up, but I think another thing you have to look at, too, is the hold situation. You know, they've gone through a lot of punters this year, and they just cannot seem to figure it out at that position. I'm not sure if that's affecting Hauschka's possible field goal outcomes, but I think that's definitely something that they have to solidify next season. So going into training camp and into preseason, they have the two that they want at that special teams position.
All right, so the Bills lose 27-23, back at it next Sunday in New Era Field against the Lions. But since we'll close this out here, Renee, we talked about it last week. They should release Kelvin Benjamin. He shouldn't be part of the team. They did it after they listened to the NFL Blitz. Give me your memories of Kelvin Benjamin. Oh, sorry, we ran out of
Yeah.
time, right? No memories. How happy, like, you're a Bills fan, I'm a Bills fan. This guy, he got paid. He was arguably, when he's motivated, could be a very good receiver, but he seemed disinterested in the whole season.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like we talked about last week on the show, I'm not surprised that he got cut. It was one of those situations where it just didn't work out. The relationship wasn't there, the chemistry wasn't there. I don't think personally he's a very good receiver anyways. I think he is a very, very poor route runner, that has gets no separation when he's out on the field against defenders. So I don't really know, maybe he's a good red zone target if you're trying to play that game and loft a few balls up there in the red zone in, crucial times of the game. But, like I said, I mean, he had a lot of drops this year, so I don't even know where he could benefit a team. I know he signed with the Chiefs this week. I know they lost Sammy Watkins for an extended period of time, which obviously nobody's surprised about. That injury just cannot figure itself out with Sammy Watkins, which is disappointing because I think he's a talented receiver on a very, very good Chiefs team. The bottom line is that I really don't know what value he's going to bring to the Chiefs. They already have a ton of weapons and Kelce, Connolly, and obviously Tyreek Hill. So I don't really understand what benefit he's going to really bring to them other than maybe a possible headache in the locker room if if that does end up being the case. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the Chiefs playoff run.
And final question this week. Also, let's stay in the AFC East, the Bills, the Jets, but Miami, New England, and what a play to end off the game. New England losing to Miami 34-33. And by the way, Renee, next week, New England's in Pittsburgh. Could we see the New England Patriots lose two in a row at the most critical time?
Yeah, I mean, I think my prediction is that obviously New England's going to win the division. But it's definitely going to be a really tough test for them in Pittsburgh next week. And then here's the thing: the playoffs are going to go through the Chiefs at Arrowhead, and I still think the Patriots are a really dangerous team in the playoffs. So regardless of what happens, I still think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. The other situation too is there's a lot of good teams in the AFC this year. I think the Chargers are a team to watch out for. And I think obviously the Chiefs, the Steelers, I think there's a lot of scary teams and definitely whoever's gonna come out of that South with the Colts and the Ravens. So it's really interesting to see what's gonna happen. I think there's a lot of good teams that are gonna give the Patriots a run for their money. It's going to be a really interesting postseason for sure.
That's Renee Polka. Renee, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, definitely. So the best place to get a hold of me is Twitter, which is going to be my Twitter handle is rpolka24.
Thanks a lot, Renee.
Thanks, Joe.